What's up, everybody? My name is Tie My Shoe. And I'm going to be rapping for you today, just a little freestyle. And in return, I will teach you how to make $1 million. Theme song. $0.39 from McDonald's, baby! Anyways, welcome, everybody. You like that?
That's a blast from the past.
Cut this part that I'm about to do, cut it and save it in a folder for Christmas and play it and
hell yeah.
On Christmas week.
That's a little hashtag.
This part that I'm about to do.
Okay,
would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I gotta run.
So currently in the folder, Christmas Cast 2015.
We'll save that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
15? We're skipping 2014?
Yeah, I'm going to save it. And then it's put do not use right on that.
Do not open till Christmas.
Welcome, everybody. We're doing hashtag SBS, Send Back Sunday. It's where we send you back in time to the funniest things the internet has done in the past. What? You said whoops, which means you...
What's the...
He farted.
One of the funniest things.
Oh, Beto?
I think I ripped the cushion.
Little lesson for today. Beto is how you say fart in Spanish. So
I didn't know that.
I learned that on Dora.
When all my coworkers had the option of turning in their safety points for a pedometer, they all giggled.
Oh, because it was like a fart meter.
Yeah, instead of like something that counts your steps.
¿Dónde es la Beto? It's where's the fart.
Oh, that's a... Sorry, Sean.
No, I've been smiling for a while, yeah.
This is podcast 314, which, if you think about it, is the pie episode. So we're going to have a lot of math jokes today. We're going to have a lot of nerd jokes today. We're going to talk about our favorite comics. And we're going to talk about our favorite Firefly.
There's only one Firefly. It's the Firefly. That's my favorite.
I'm a brown coat from birth.
No.
Oh, we're talking about our favorite episodes of Firefly?
Hey,
yeah.
Wait.
Janestown. The hero from Camden. Y'all know that. What I'm talking about. The hero from Camden. Janestown. Eric, what's your favorite part of Janestown?
I have never seen Firefly.
You fucker.
What? Sorry.
Hey, fuck you. Hey, camera on yourself.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Did you ever see Serenity even?
What qualifies you to be on this podcast if you haven't seen...
I'm doing my best not to be on this podcast, but to be behind the scenes.
The Holy Firefly
that
Trinity.
That was on in theaters.
Wow, man. Fuck you.
Serenity is awesome. Check out Serenity.
Yeah.
The movie. Skip Firefly. That's a TV show. Who has time for that?
Skip both and kill yourself.
Okay.
Done.
Okay. Trigger warning, Rocco.
Oh, sorry. Jesus. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Hey.
I didn't mean to.
He's joking. Okay?
I didn't mean to.
Keep on living.
Sorry.
Just like me. Okay? We're both in this shit storm together.
Hey. Close up on me.
Okay.
Nathan Fillion for the win.
You guys are getting geared up for Comic-Con. I can tell.
I think
we're getting ready for Comic-Con.
Hey, I vote Nathan Fillion. The next doctor.
Oh. Whoa!
Could you imagine?
I don't want Nathan Fillion checking out my stuff.
No.
No.
It's
no.
All explained at Comic-Con. We'll explain it to you.
Oh, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who!
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
It'll make sense.
Nathan Fillion can't be a Doctor Who
because
he's not a fucking wanker. That's what you call a British person.
He could fake that.
That's American slang for a British person.
When did we get the American doctor? Have we discussed this
yet? Did we get a black doctor yet?
Can we discuss that too?
That's racist, Rocco.
Well, he wants that. That's posy.
Yeah, that's promoting the culture.
No, he's promoting racism by shining a light on the fact
of this.
But,
that he's a racist.
But he
wanted that. I was with you, now I'm against you.
So
you changed my mind.
If I wanted... Okay.
Here's the thing. There's only one guy who could be the American Doctor Who. And Eric's going to agree with me. And everybody else is going to disagree.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Absolutely agree.
Rock your who?
Rock.
That's
That's great.
Hey, jokes like that are brought to you by our sponsors, LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64. You could get a Transformers thing.
Look at this.
You know,
you could get something in a box. Anything. It could be anything.
When we went to Austin, Texas, at RTX, we met the guys from Loot Crate.
Oh,
they're
all
very nice, and they said they watched the podcast
every week. And I said, this is legitimately what I said to them. Sorry if we've ever crossed the line in trying to promote Loot Crate. And the Loot Crate team responded, you cannot cross the line.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So last month's sex crate.
We can literally say anything we want.
Anything. So anything thank you, Loot Crate.
So thank you, Loot Crate. That's the worst thing we can think of.
Thank you, Loot Crate. They said that sometimes they're just in the chat and they don't say anything, which makes me kind of think like there's like pressure now. Like, they're always watching.
Scary.
Yeah.
And they're always watching.
I always feel like Loot Crate. Shut up, Sean. Is watching. Shut the fuck up. Is watching me. Thank you. Now you can talk. Now I pardon me.
I was going to sing with you. It was going to be a duet. I pardon me.
That
was a solo.
To be fair, it's
a I'm going to go.
Say goodbye to our special guest.
I have to go. The line for the Joss Whedon panel has started at Comic-Con, so I'm going to go get in that now.
Well,
no.
Let me just...
Get your bracelet now.
I'm just going to go down there with my tent. There's nothing in the building of Comic-Con. I know that. There's no chairs set up or anything like that, but eventually they're going to set that chair up, and I want to sit in it.
Okay. It is currently Sunday afternoon.
As we're recording this.
Sunday evening, 7 p.m., give or take a few minutes. We were alerted a few hours ago that people are already lining up for Hall H at Comic-Con. Let me answer your question. No, nothing is happening at Comic-Con. The San Diego Convention Center is empty, but people are lining up for Hall H.
It's Sunday night here. First panel's Thursday.
Yeah.
That's all.
And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to see whatever it is. It's probably going to be the
You're
next...
You're going to be
ready. It's a Big Bang Theory type thing.
It's probably going to be a... To line up that long, it's got to be like a Hunger Games thing.
Have you been... Right? Do you get dropped off by your family to line up this early? Because you can't park your car down there.
Yeah, I do. I say goodbye to Jenny and the kids, and I say, I can't see you guys for several days now because I have to see this panel. Mm. That's what I do.
Wow.
That's me.
I think that some of them might be lining up for the Mega 64 panel,
which is on
Friday night at Comic-Con. Check it out. If you're lucky enough to be attending Comic-Con, you better come... See Mega 64.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do it right. Don't do Comic-Con wrong. Do it right.
Those lining up for the Mega 64 panel, be sure to not play in the traffic. We all know what happened last year waiting for Hall H.
Are you joking?
No. It's okay because now there's wristbands.
Yeah.
And you just get wristbands before the
Twilight panel. Okay, we're safe then.
Nice.
Was it last year the first confirmed death of Comic-Con?
It's the year before.
The year before that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So 2 years ago, a woman died. Last year, nobody died. A little bit of a step back. This year, two people or more must die at Comic-Con. Exactly. If this is going to be a true Comic-Con, I want to see the death toll at two.
Yeah.
I'm not taking care of that. I'm leaving that up to Comic-Con.
There have also been some famous con injuries. There was the eyeball stabbing with a pencil in the Harry Potter panel.
That's right.
Which I like Harry Potter. I would gladly give up an eye to attend a Harry Potter panel.
You think about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's cosplay. Cosplay.
But nobody got stabbed in the eye last year. So this year I want to hear about two stabbings, okay? Two deaths and two stabbings. That's what we're hoping for at Comic-Con this year.
I want one genital mutilation.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. Pain Olympics panel.
Right?
They should get up. Do they have a panel?
Is there like an extreme BDSM booth or something?
How awesome would that be? Hey, everybody. Welcome, Hall H. This is the Pain Olympics panel.
Yeah.
That Avengers 2 looks sick. Right? Hold on. That was him squeezing out each nut.
Yeah. Flop.
Now, we don't want any of you guys to do this. We're just going to sit back and let the chaos happen on its own. So you don't take action.
Stay home and order a Loot
just
Crate,
sit back, guys. Yeah, just sit back on your sumo lounge and
Loot Crate. The theme of this month's Loot Crate is Pain Olympics. Every crate comes with a severed penis inside.
Hey, you can't cross the line. You can't cross
the
line.
They told us we could not cross the line.
The loot crate.
The challenge has been issued.
The Pain Olympics box coming next month comes. You might get a squeezed out.
It comes with a.
That's the special one.
It comes. It's actually a piece of beef jerky that looks like a squeezed out nut.
It is edible.
It's called nutty jerky.
It's called a jerk nut.
This is called jerk nut. We're talking, for anybody just tuning in, we're talking about the Pain Olympics loot crate coming next month. The special mega box comes with a cutting board and butcher knife.
Yeah.
With a little dick groove for you to put it in there.
Dick. Put it in.
Yeah.
Slice
so,
it right off.
So, loot crate.
Send Raymond the video when you're done, guys.
So,
the whole thing.
Oh, God.
So, check out lootcrate.com/paint, Mega 64. Not Pain Olympics.
Is this on?
Is this what?
Yeah. Is our stream still on?
Yes. I just got a notice that we did drop frames.
Oh, okay.
But hang on. Let me see. Who's RC Fixer? I'll go ahead and put him on.
I don't like RC Fixer's.
Literally nothing to do with me. Everything to do with our internet. So.
Oh, no. I think it's because that thing is going on.
What thing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think it's fucking everything up.
There's a big event. We are participating in TI4. This is a Dota 2 stream. So we're playing Dota 2. Sean, you're Darude. You Sandstorm.
Okay, thank you.
He knows what that
means. Yeah, I definitely get that.
Derek is a Dark Warlock.
Okay.
You can be a regular Warlock if you want. I just thought Dark was cooler.
Why do I have to be Dark to be cool?
Can you play
cool,
the Is It Racist theme real quick?
Why do I have to be darker to be cool? Eric is so racist, everybody. Eric once told me he watched the movie Malcolm X.
Yeah.
And he walked out of the movie and said, fuck that movie.
Whoa.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
Can you believe
that
movie,
so actually I don't know what happens.
And he didn't go into it, but
Spike Lee be bummed out.
I didn't go into it?
He didn't go into it, but I knew it had to do with his racist heart.
Is that a recurring segment we're going to have? Is it racist?
Is it racist?
I don't think
it's
a bad thing to have.
Because I kind of found out some, I think maybe a little
Did
racist.
You find out you're a racist?
Well, no, but I found out maybe Attack on Titan is racist against whites. My people.
No,
do you
want to
play the theme?
It's not.
So basically, in Attack on Titan, all the Titans, they have big dopey white Caucasian faces,
right?
Whereas all the human characters are anime, cool, sexy Asian eyes, you know.
You like the Asian eyes?
Well, I said they're sexy.
Which I would. Okay, yeah.
But all of the Titans, do you agree with me, Rocco? They're all kind of dopey white people.
Yeah.
Is this some allegory for some World War II frustrations? I don't know. Japanese creators could be using the Titans as a message of invaders coming from the outside.
Okay, now I see your conspiracy theory. It's all become clear to me.
Right.
Attack on Titan is like a FU note to America.
Right, and then they're sitting back laughing, cashing our checks as we buy all these Mikasa merchandise.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think that's
the
case.
Fuck?
So that's that. Anyways, thank you everybody for tuning into the Mega 64 podcast.
Yeah.
My name's Derek.
Hey, let's get back to talking about Comic-Con.
Okay.
We are going to be at San Diego Comic-Con this week. We're really excited about it. It's going to be, we're going to be at booth 1435 the entire weekend. And then we have a panel Friday night, 8 p.m. in room 6DE. And it's a way bigger room this year than we had the past couple of years. So if you want to go, well, you should go. But in previous years, a lot of people who lined up were turned away by the time everyone went in because they don't clear the rooms at Comic-Con. Theoretically, this room should be more than enough room for what we need. I can't imagine we'll fill this room, but we'll see. It's pretty big.
That big?
It's pretty big.
Oh my God.
So hopefully in past years we've turned hundreds of people away.
And it sucks.
Last year, if you remember, the whole, again, they don't clear rooms during the panels at Comic-Con. So the previous panel before us was Comic-Con bloggers, how to be a comic blogger or something.
And fascinating.
Oh, they were pissed.
And so it's cool. We're not following them this year, so they don't have to make passive-aggressive comments about us in their panel. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so they were anyway, but the people who waited in their panel, it was almost like the whole crowd was a lot of the crowd was Mega 64 fans just waiting for the next for us to come.
Right.
And so when ours started, it was like, "All right, we're going to bring the line in." And it was like, "Wait, it's almost full." Okay, four people.
Yeah.
All right, everyone else, goodbye. And it was like, wow, that sucks. So remember, we went out.
We went
like,
to the line and said, hi, everyone. Thanks yeah. for coming. Sorry, it didn't work out.
I hate yeah. that that's their policy for that.
That they don't clear it?
Well, yeah,
they should. It's kind of shitty, they should clear the rooms.
Yeah.
They should.
We never have that problem at PAX. We never have that problem at other conventions.
They should clear the rooms, but they don't. And that's just how Comic-Con goes.
They form a line, they fill the room, and then they let the people know before they're waiting for 2 hours that, hey, the line's capped here. That's all we've got.
Yeah, exactly.
But at Comic-Con, they just let them sit and guess if they're going to get in. Yep. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so hopefully that won't happen this year. We are going to be there Friday night at 8 p.m., and I hope you guys can make it. We're working very hard right now on a special thing to debut there. So I hope you can come and see it, because I think it's going to be really neat.
It's going to be really neat.
I think it's going to be exciting to watch with a crowd. So anyway, yeah, so that's going to be great. But you may be asking, okay, I'm coming to your booth. What do you got? Hey, you guys, what do you got?
Uh-huh.
Well, this year's Comic-Con booth is going to be very special, because much in the trend of the other booths we've had at various events, we're going to have some exclusives. First of all, yes, we will be bringing our con-exclusive Blu-ray, which we have had at a couple other cons just recently. This will be, I think, the third time, time you'll ever be able to get it. Con-exclusive Blu-ray. It's got all of our best stuff of the past year in master quality HD, and also a full presentation of a remake. We reshot the first thing Mega 64 ever made, which was Version 1. It was the thing we made for public access. The first episode was remade 10 years later in HD. You can watch the old version and the new version on the Blu-ray.
Compare and contrast.
In case you hadn't seen that, it will be at Comic-Con. That'll be your next chance to get it.
You can do it like a Venn diagram.
See, you know,
with both episodes.
That's just lay them over each other.
Concentric circles.
Sure.
But anyway, so we'll have that. We're going to have our con-exclusive shirt, the Internet Soldiers Elite. It's like a golden version of the Internet Soldier shirt that you can only get from us at cons.
Can't get it online.
Cannot get that online.
We ain't selling it. Sean ain't shipping it.
I'm not shipping it.
And we're bringing two shirts that we had at Anime Expo and RTX that are still not online, were the Mega Mansion shirt and the Bio shirt. Two designs that we had at those cons. Those will also be at Comic-Con first.
Yes.
Well, first.
First time available in San Diego.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Thank you. That was a good description.
Yes.
But anyway, so we'll have all that stuff. But we'd like to announce a couple new things that have never been anywhere else before.
New shit.
Even more new shit.
DJ Mega! Vicka vicka!
You want to explain yours first?
Sure, yeah. I contacted Jason Cryer again, and I said,
"Blah, he's a hack," is what Sean said. I disagree. Continue, Sean.
Jason, I would never say that about you.
You're in love with him.
Yeah, I love him a lot. Yeah, I think he has a really good eye for shirt design. And so I told him, like, I'm looking for something that is Mega 64 on it, but you wouldn't know it's right there. It looks like something completely different. This is like, I was going off like the Quicksilver logo, just a wave, you know, or like Yosemite has a half dome, Jack White has the three lines, whatever. I just like simple little things, and so I said,
let me just rephrase. Yeah. Sean behind our back said we needed a new logo.
You believe that?
Yeah,
trying to read. Well,
it didn't even ask me.
I reworded it in a way that was more even.
I thought the good logo was already made.
That's just me. That's dated.
Go ahead, Trader.
What I said, can you like
Benedict
do Jack something? Field. And I want to have like an M, a 6, and a 4 there, but you wouldn't know it's there until you really have to see it first. And so he came up with this design. I fucking love it. It's called the Icon shirt. And maybe Eric's showing it to you now. He's showing it to you now.
Are you showing it?
I maybe am. Yeah.
It's like a Nike.
Swoosh. It's like a Magic Eye poster.
Look at that.
It's like that. Sean wanted to have the next Nike logo.
The next line, yeah, and we got it. So I think it's fucking sick.
It's got this new symbol on the front, and but it does have a little bit
on the
of
back,
a
it does
label
make it
on the back.
Just so you know.
But
if you want to be extra obscure, you get a piece of duct tape, cover that right up.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
So then people have to decipher the code on the front. I'm saying no cheats.
And yeah. There is M64 is in
it's
that
there,
logo.
It's there. It's there.
They see it. They're we have smart fans.
I really think yeah. that Jason has like a really cool eye for doing that stuff. Even like Jason's logo looks like shapes, and it's, you know, I don't know. He's like really, really good at that. So Jason, thank you again. I fucking love the design. So I'm excited for it to be at Comic-Con.
So that'll be their first at Comic-Con. And so that's one item. But then the other item in a long-standing tradition is going to be a Comic-Con exclusive. It will actually never be sold
outside of Comic-Con.
Outside of that booth.
If you didn't get a ticket to Comic-Con, you're out of luck.
You want
to had to clear my throat.
Have a sipper.
Sorry. Did we show that?
There's a tradition, let me just say, there's a tradition every year since we started, since the very beginning, that every year, the first year we did Comic-Con, Derek was like, hey, I want to put together an exclusive poster. And that night, in MS Paint, he made a poster that had Batman.
Goku.
The Thing.
Who else was on there? Spider-Man. Everything Comic-Con worthy. I think Yoda was on there.
I think everything was on there.
My poster, like, framed. Yeah. I had it framed like, in some back part of my garage. I just found it. I put it out, and now it's hanging there proudly.
So, anyway, so he did that. He put that there. He made that poster. It was just a random thing. And then that started this tradition of every year for Comic-Con, Derek would last minute release a poster that was just completely out there designs. Well, this year, he did it again, and he's topped them all. Did I hype you up enough?
No.
Oh.
It's better than anything else. Get hard now. That way you can come fast when you see this. K-Eric, hit him with it!
Boom. Look at that.
Oh, they just came.
Look at that. All you Comic-Con heads.
Tear down your other posters because you got to make room
for this. Here's the thought process.
Yeah.
I went on DeviantArt, my favorite website, and I noticed something. Things are better when you combine them with other things you like.
Hell yeah.
So I got all the things that everybody likes, and I mixed it with the greatest thing on Earth that everybody likes more than all the other things they like. Mega 64.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Finally, all as far as I'm concerned, you don't need to buy separate fucking items at Comic-Con this year. Just get our exclusive new poster. It's got everything you like on it.
It's got Harry.
What do you need?
I have no idea what they're looking at.
You haven't seen the poster?
Just picture everything you like.
Film Garrett's actual reaction.
Ready? Right here. Here's you.
Okay.
Okay, ready? And this is going to be bad because you're not going to be able to see it. You're a zombie. Brian is Wolverine. Kevin is a cute Harry Potter. Rocco, Derek, and Sean. I'm Maleficent.
Eric is right. Maleficent.
I am Maleficent.
I love your art, Derek.
Well, that art is done by Ferret Emily
Irwin. Oh, that's on you. Okay.
Yeah, I shopped the poster out this year. Last year, a poster was done by Dustin Peterman, so I've retired. I no longer do the art.
Sub it out.
You're just the ideas man.
I'm the ideas man.
That's great.
So, there you have it. Exclusive to Comic-Con.
That will be available at Comic-Con.
And only at Comic-Con. So,
yeah,
check it out.
And yes, I am Heisenberg. Yes, I did knock.
And I am Doctor... I am Rockter Who in that picture. I am The Rock as Doctor Who.
That was all your idea.
What?
You being The Rock as Doctor
Who. As Doctor Who. That's right.
And me as a zombie only.
Yeah, because I figured you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You figured that, I bet.
I heard somewhere that you like those things.
I figured you did.
Yeah.
So, Comic-Con starts on Wednesday's preview night.
Yeah, Wednesday's preview night.
We'll see you there. And that's enough said.
Fair enough. Hey, for all you people at home, by the way, shop.mega64.com, we did just put back on sale our Digital Surfer shirts. Those are back on sale. They were gone for a long time. And some sizes are already running out. We just put them back up. Wow. So, there you go.
We sold so many medium that I can't believe it. And so, yeah, we're running low already on medium. We just got a whole new shipment, and that's crazy. So if you want a medium, now is the time to do it because it's going to be gone again, I think, pretty soon.
So, yeah, get that tonight, shop.mega64.com. Something we didn't get to talk about on previous last podcast we did, we were at SGC, which we had a lot of fun at SGC. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
You showed up.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't get to talk about, I thought maybe for a second we could, about the video we did a couple weeks ago, America's Craziest Gangs.
Oh, so yeah. Are we talking about Arvids right now?
We are.
Yeah.
It's over now.
It's over.
You missed
Derek's
it.
Never seen it.
Derek, you missed
Derek,
the whole thing.
Hey, that's not a joke. Derek has not seen this.
What was that?
Do you want to watch it?
You guys do all this stuff without me!
Oh, sorry. That was Sean's call.
He's feeling left out.
That wasn't my call.
100% Sean's
and
call.
Then, and then,
we see our subscriptions go down on YouTube.
They've gone up. You finished?
Anyways, Arvids. Yeah. Apparently there's a new intro to Arvids.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry.
America's Most Dangerous Gangs. If you haven't seen it.
Craziest Gangs.
America's Craziest Gangs. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yet. That's one of the videos that was such a blast to film. And when it came out and the finished product looks exactly like one of those Spike TV shows.
Yeah, that was our whole goal from the beginning. What we we worked with the guys who put out the game Elemental Kingdoms at Perfect World is the company. Asked if we had any ideas, something to integrate their game, and that was we were just watching gang documentaries on YouTube that were like from Spike TV or whatever. And they all were edited the same way.
Yeah.
It was like scratchy film filter over a guy in prison holding up his knuckles, a guy looking through the bars making signs, and then always like some interview with some guy.
Expert.
They're ruthless. They're out to get you. Watch out.
The
it
expert
was the same
behind
thing.
The camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would interview someone who like maybe is locked up or something like that, who is just like the deadliest. They're on the streets. We're pushing our product, you know.
That was you. That was right. All your tattoos on your face.
Yeah, we didn't even get to really focus on the tattoos on my face. It said Elemental on my forehead, and then it said Kill across my nose. And then
I saw Kill.
I had an iPad on this side, and I don't remember what was on the other side.
I was trying to figure out. Yeah,
Derek gave himself his own tattoos, which is very impressive. In the mirror backwards.
Yes, I wrote on my own face backwards. It's a talent I've always had. It's one,
it's
one of the few things I'm good at. Makeup, actually, not a Sharpie.
Oh, you didn't do a Sharpie?
No, I did eyeliner.
Oh, okay, good.
I was the character of Lil Banana. That came to me in the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say. Didn't plan that.
Yeah, it was actually, I didn't know what I was going to say for that character at all. And I remember that day, it was actually a very long day for me personally, so mentally I was drained by that point. So that was kind of just like stream of conscious for me. I'm glad it all came out good and funny, and I think the video was funny.
Yeah, I was happy with the feel of it, again being like that cable show. I think that I think it really helped. Actually, I give Sean a lot of credit too, because Normally, when we work on stuff and we're filming things, Derek really has the director's eye, and he'll also light stuff and whatever. But the interview with Sean's dad, Sean lit that totally himself and framed it up, and it looked just like. I remember when I walked in, it was like that's every fucking cable show.
Yeah,
is the guy in front of the yellow stripped background. You know.
Did you just go to your dad's house to do that?
No, it's here.
No,
oh,
yeah, it was here.
He came down.
He came here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
But anyway, so that was great. And my favorite part of that video is that there's no context for what your dad is.
We had him saying like actual paragraphs of like explaining who he was.
Yeah.
And then in editing, Rocco decided that it was funnier if he had no idea who this person
that this
was.
Guy was just buzzwords. That he had nothing to offer other than unbelievable. Shut this off. Please shut this off.
I can't watch
this.
Like,
it
was like we were actually cutting to someone's parent or something. That maybe he was a cop or a ex-gang member.
Who knows? It's like an abstract Picasso.
He could be the developer.
Yeah.
Painting. You got to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That video was like a painting.
Or use like an X-gamma ray technology to see through the painting, and you could look at the other previous paintings that are underneath.
That's what you're supposed to do with Picassos, huh?
Apparently, they're finding all kinds of previously painted paintings that have been painted over by...
I bet if you look at a Picasso, the first version is like picture perfect, and then he just fucks it all up.
Well, it was a light. I think because canvas was so expensive then, they would just like, I don't really like this one, reuse it and paint over it.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Interesting.
Renaissance.
Cheapos. Bunch of cheapskates.
Yeah. So on, spend some cash, guys. You're the masters.
Yeah, right. You're going to make $1 million off your painting, okay? Spend $5.
Yeah, Jesus. God. Quit pinching pennies, Picasso. Triple P.
That's hard to say.
Sure.
Pinch your pennies.
You know what's hard to say? We figured out new tongue twister, Dick Schnitzel. It's a little like a more vulgar version of Wiener Schnitzel. I dare you at home right now say Dick Schnitzel 10 times fast. You can't you can't do it.
Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel.
You can't even say
it.
Hey, you know what? Say it 3 times fast.
Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel.
Kevin, can you
get close.
Kevin?
No. He says no.
You just bow out that easy, huh? Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel.
Oh!
That was kind of slow, though.
That was not slow. That wasn't slow. Calculated.
Try it faster.
I thought it was slow, too.
Try it faster. warm them up, dude. Lube up them choppers.
Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel, Dick Schnitzel.
Well, you said Schnitzel.
Yeah, you said it wrong.
Schnitzel.
You said it wrong.
Okay, I did say it wrong. Dick Schnitzel. Fuck!
Couldn't even get one!
Can't get a cup off hard.
So, new tongue twister. Take that to school and play with it.
Take Dick Schnitzel to school and play with it. anyway, speaking of gaming.
Sure.
We were talking about Dick Schnitzel, but okay.
Yeah, well, you play a little Dicky Trick game. I got to play, this week, I got to play the Destiny beta.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
That came out. After it downloaded for about a year and a half, which I have remarkably fast internet at my home, and that still took a long time.
I think they're a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think they must have been because it's still, it was unbelievable how long it took. But anyway.
Like, everyone I talk to on social media is playing. Yeah. People tried to give me Destiny codes all week long.
I need a Destiny code.
I have one for you.
Okay, cool. On PS3?
Yeah, no, 4.
Fuck.
Sorry. But that's the thing, is everyone's got Destiny codes that they can't even get rid of.
Yeah. I was really impressed. Yeah. I really, really liked it. Given what I had heard from the alpha, I heard a lot of kind of mixed stuff when the alpha came out.
You
like,
didn't play the alpha?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have any knowledge of it ahead of time. But I knew people played the alpha and said it was a little dull. And I was kind of like, huh, all right, whatever.
It feels exactly the same.
I had a great time with the alpha.
Does it? Yeah, I don't know.
I played it until they stopped hosting it. And I was, even then, and I played for a couple hours. I didn't get to the point where I could kill that big beetle thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a... It's a lot of fun.
I think that I see what people are saying in terms of it kind of came out at a time when Titanfall was striking and like all these other things that were a lot faster than Destiny, and I think maybe if you're looking for something at that speed, maybe that does come off dull. For me, it wasn't. For me, I could jump in and actually play it and not completely die, So So for me, I really liked it, and it really immediately felt like a Bungie game. Like without having to be Halo, it still had the aesthetic and the level of detail that, I don't know, it was cool. And I wasn't expecting, just it being a beta, I didn't know what I was going to get, and so it was really cool starting it and actually getting, story.
Yeah.
That was really impressive, and just visually, and the music was cool, and
that's
all kinds
what
of stuff.
You didn't get in the alpha.
What?
No story.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of just dropped you in. But
I just know people who were really into shooters said it was just slow for them. Mm. But I'm not really into shooters.
I'm excited to play with you and friends off the fire team together.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But me and Eric are having a little data problem at home.
You fuck our AT&T internet.
Our AT&T internet, the fastest download speed that they can sell us is 2.5 megabytes.
Is that good or bad?
Wow.
So that's really bad.
Yeah.
So bad that the Destiny beta probably won't work if we both try to play at the same time.
It keeps kicking me off. Just for reference, ours is 2.5 down. Rocco, what's your download speed at home?
I think 140.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's over a gig.
No.
No?
A gig is 1,000.
Oh.
We should get Google Fiber here.
Who? Yeah, I always hear people talking about having gig download. Like, our friends in Austin, they got Fiber.
Yeah, fiber went to Austin.
They got that fiber.
And Kansas City, the you know, which is
that's
the most
what I thought
deserving.
You had.
That was
house.
The first one, though, right?
What's that?
That was the first one that had it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, at my house, I just have a regular ISP, but I'm right by the epicenter. Oh. Yeah, I'm like right near there. And so when I signed up for it, they were telling me, they were like, hey, you're going to get more than you bargained for if you get, you know, get this or whatever. So I was, it was funny because.
Sounds like something bad.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get like, well, if it's that fast, they were telling me it was going to be twice what I was paying for. So it was like, well, okay, I'll just get the middle one then. And then I got like greedy with power. I was like, wait, no, still give me the top one.
Whoa.
Okay. And they didn't. It's, I don't wait for anything. I don't know how.
He waits for nothing.
Google Fiber is a gig, right?
Google Fiber is like a gig. I think gigabit, which is less than a gigabyte.
Okay.
It's here.
But still really fast.
We have it at work, which is down the street.
You have what?
They have Google Fiber, and we have a gigabit.
I don't think Google Fiber is in San Diego.
We have a fiber line.
Some kind of thing,
we have
yeah.
a fiber line that gives us a gig down. But yeah. The...
Yahoo Fiber.
The routers then restrict that to our individual computers, so we don't get a true...
Damn.
The building gets that, but it's distributed.
Somebody in the chat, Smitty sent, has Google Fiber and gets about 950 megs down.
Oh,
that's I have 140 at home, and I mean nothing loads. I mean that makes it sound like it's not working.
Lags.
No, it just doesn't. I mean, giant downloads are done.
I
in
can't
a second.
Imagine that. Like you don't have to wait for anything.
Yeah,
our so house not, is the opposite.
Yeah.
You wait for everything.
Well, maybe, I used to live there. I remember having internet there, and it was, I know.
Maybe my home is draining yours for its power.
Give it
yeah, I think Rocco's drinking style. Your milkshake. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. Oh,
I think that my data pipeline, it goes all the way across the way to your house.
San Diego. It's Google Fiber.
Are you committing?
Google Fiber is a straw.
Are you committing
it goes,
Google drainage on me? Drainage?
Google Fiber is a superstition.
Oh.
But anyway.
All right, there will be internet. It's coming soon. Thank you.
Just a little parody for Pi episode. We do
episode
lots
pie,
of jokes, lots of parodies.
Also nerd jokes if you guys are into math or...
I'm looking forward to 316 the most, but that's just me.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You wouldn't.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't get it.
Speaking of Big Bang Theory, there yeah. is trouble Please. Right now. I don't know if you heard.
No,
I
don't. The girl from Blossom.
I definitely.
Everyone's contract is up on that show.
No.
And
they're going to get paid so much money.
They're negotiating for more money.
Of course
and
they are.
The network is like, they're asking for so much.
Oh, yeah,
we
they
cannot
are.
Budge. We cannot meet them on this.
They're asking.
And the
for
actors are going, okay. And they're not. They're supposed to film July 30th, and nothing has moved.
Oh,
hey,
no.
It'll all get figured out, guys.
Oh, yeah,
no.
That's the biggest show on television.
Those actors are getting greedy.
At least CBS. That's their biggest show.
Smart, dude.
They want a million an episode.
That was what Friends got, right?
That's what Seinfeld
Same
got,
thing
happens.
This happens every time there's a big, giant fucking show that sucks.
They're getting like, like 300,000 an episode, and they want a million.
Wow.
300,000
oh, wow.
an episode?
I think that's
Yeah,
it.
They should, because
cool.
they deserve more.
Yeah. We should take money away from, like, cancer doctors and give it to the Bazinga people so they can
make sure
they can
continue.
Continue to make us all laugh by making fun of how Tron is not a good movie and how Thor is a good movie.
Does Sheldon
you
say
know?
That?
Yeah.
It's so Sheldon.
It's so, like, so funny.
On my street, there are, like... The living room is kind of facing the street, so you can, like, see what people are watching a lot of
yeah.
times.
Oh,
and
gross.
It's Big Bang Theory on,
yeah.
like, most of my street.
That's
it's
gross.
Like, everyone watches that show. It's so popular.
My parents watch it, and they think that they know, like, what I'm into now. That's the fucking hardest
part. Yeah, man, you look like everyone on that show.
The best part about Big Bang Theory is if you watch it, it's like you're keeping your finger on the pulse of nerd culture. It's so relevant.
Yeah, because they just hear I go to these conventions and we work a booth or whatever. They don't really know what the fuck we do. So they watch Big Bang Theory, and, oh, Garrett's always doing
yeah.
stuff with video games and the internet. That's him. Those are him and his friends. It's like, guys.
So, anyway. So kickstart Bazinga Theory. Let's get them $1 million. It's 26 episodes a season,
yeah.
so let's get them $26 million per cast member
per
of
year.
of the funniest show of all time.
If they yeah. don't get it from the network, then yeah, let's have
we
it.
We gotta Indiegogo that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, we should.
We can easily get them a mil an episode.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Easily.
Yeah.
And they,
so,
and they
fingers
need
crossed.
It.
And they deserve it.
The Blossom girl, definitely.
Yeah, Blossom deserves it. Anyway, so Destiny was cool. I don't think there was really anything else that I played. Was there
I played Kirby's Megaton Punch.
Oh, you want to talk about our SGC?
Sure. Yeah. We about the video game composition. Bit, but yeah. Now that we're there's no one here watching, and we can say whatever the fuck we want. So
oh yeah. There's no. See, they were in the back of that room the whole time, keeping an eye on us. We had to be.
There was a time on stage when Craig went up to me and saying, "We can't get Kirby to work. We might have to play Punch Out again." I have never once played Punch Out. Not one round.
Really?
Not once. And that's never. Game.
Wait. Hold on. Never. Hold on.
Wow, this is a whole new layer to this.
This is a whole
scandal.
New story.
Okay.
What the fuck happened in your childhood? Did you own a Nintendo?
No. My friend did. I went to his house and played all the time, but I didn't own the Nintendo.
You owned a Nintendo. You're lying to us.
I'm not lying to you.
You had a Nintendo.
Didn't you have NES games in your room?
Kevin gave those to me after he moved to, yeah.
What did you do as a kid?
I played outside, and then my dad bought me the Super Nintendo eventually.
He was a little
I didn't play Punch-Out until I was a teenager. Until I was probably a sophomore in high school.
I did not own an NES when I was a kid.
When we got an NES...
What the fuck?
For Christmas.
That's why all these old games, like, I've played some of them because I was at my friend's house when we played, but I never owned a copy of that.
What kind of kid were you? You were doing grown-up stuff as a kid.
I wouldn't have played it either, though, but my dad, when we got one for Christmas, my dad got Punch-Out for himself.
Yeah.
And then me and my
my parents played
it. We got, like, Zelda and a Mario game. And then over the years, I had started. Well, like my dad doesn't play this anymore, and I started playing Punch Out as a kid. But other than that, I would have never gone. I wasn't a boxing fan at like 7, you know.
I got my first Nintendo at 6 years old. I don't know why I got it. My dad just took me to the store and got me a Nintendo one day.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, and
it must have been good.
What I think it was is he wanted it, and my brother wanted it.
Same thing.
And they somehow convinced my mom that it would be a good idea to get it for me.
Oh, nice.
And that was their end to playing it all the time. But it was set up in my room, and my dad and my brother were always in my room.
They put it in your room?
They put it in my room.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
You had a TV in your room when you were 6?
I did.
Holy
what a shit.
I got one in my room, but I don't know. I might have been around the same age. Ninja Turtles was on, and I watched it in my room. How old was I? I don't know.
Yeah, I remember watching like David the Gnome in my room. Playing Nintendo.
But I didn't have cable or anything in there. I just had, probably.
I got my first TV in my room. Yeah, it was just a TV and VCR. And that must have been
high school for me.
Yeah, high school.
I had to play in the family room.
Yeah.
So at 6 years old, I was playing Punch-Out, Mario, Gyromite, and Off-Road Racing. And this game, Wizards and Warriors, which I just rediscovered online.
Yeah. It's wow.
This really like tough fantasy game where you have to jump from tree to tree the first level. Anybody, shouts out to my Wizards and Warriors fans out there. Fucking sucked at that game.
Shuts out.
But that was my childhood. So Tyson's Punch-Out was like the number one game when I was a kid.
I remember specifically, I remember just when I was born, my parents had Atari and all that stuff. Yeah. They already had that. And there was one day when I was, oh man, I don't know how, I must have been five, I don't know. But it broke. It was never working. I don't have any memories of seeing the games being played on Atari. And then I just remember my dad going, we should get a Nintendo. And then he like went, went to like Sears and got one.
My grandparents had a cabin in the mountains are like an hour away from here. And I was going through old boxes. This was when I was probably 8, and I found an Atari.
Oh,
and
wow.
Hooked it up, worked perfectly, so me and Luke would like be excited to go up to the cabin so we could play
Damn,
Atari.
Damn, that's cool.
It was really cool.
I had to play, 2600 over at like friends' houses where I was getting babysat or like...
What's funny, I had no concept of the Atari 2600 until I was in like 8th grade. I didn't even know what that was.
Really?
And I found one in my friend's garage. I was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, that's an Atari!
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
So anyways, when Craig said that we had to play Punch-Out, I was like, well, I lost. Like, I don't have...
Yeah, that's his game.
I have no shot at this.
That's the best game he, you know...
Yeah. And actually, it would have been the same outcome, I think, because I still had no shot at Kirby's Megaton Punch, but whatever.
You're being hard on yourself.
That was tough. I thought
you did awesome at it.
Thank you. There was a delay.
Yeah, it's because they cheated you.
The vertical hold is just
the vertical hold was
time.
Going like this, and then the screen that we saw was the screen that you saw. So it was I could see myself playing the thing, but like I would try to I waved at the camera at one point to kind of see like how much the delay of there was.
It was and it was 3 seconds.
I was like, okay, I gotta fucking try. Okay, god damn it, it was tough.
Hey,
was
the video we put up a video called Screw. Mega 64 cheated by Screw Attack or something to that effect. Screw Attack cheats Mega 64. Yeah. That sums it up.
Basically.
Enough said. You'll see the footage, and you'll know what happened.
You know what fucking Craig said to me at that? We had a little party before.
That's his new nickname,
the
by the way.
At, yeah, fucking Craig.
Fucking Craig.
Stuttering Crook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said to me that they did the stream where they pulled out the games, and he was pulling out a game, and someone said, stop, don't pick that one. And then he held on to it and went to his hand and picked out, I think it was Kirby, and then in this hand was Flappy Bird. He would have played that person, I don't know who it was, if that person wouldn't have stopped him, it would have been Flappy Bird.
Because they knew.
And we would have won.
They didn't want
for
all
the record.
Three of your games chosen.
I guess so. So there we go.
Damn.
That happened. That fucking happened.
We lost this year. We won last year. Next year is for the blood.
Yeah. Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. We will finally settle.
We'll finally know
who's good at video games and who sucks at video games. Spoiler alert, Screw Attack sucks.
That is.
Wow. But find out for yourself.
My favorite live thing that we do a year. That's like, is so much fun to do and to be the heels. And we had our whole like 64 crew who was like being rowdy and yelling shit. Right. It was awesome.
I want to say, somebody in the chat said SGC seems like an unorganized mess. I just want to say SGC was so much fun this year.
Yeah, it was.
I had a blast. This is only my second time going to SGC, but it was a big improvement over last year. I think every time they do it, they get their act more and more together. They keep expanding it. And I had a lot of fun. I had a blast at SGC this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Me too.
And
so I highly recommend going. If you're on the fence about checking it out, or you know, if it's in your neighborhood and you didn't get a chance to go this year, check it out next year. It's a lot of fun.
I don't think it could be unorganized at all. We went to the panels that we had. We went to the autograph signings.
Yeah, it was actually like
we hung out at the events that were scheduled and happened. It was completely organized.
It was completely organized. I was going to say, though, the highlight for me last year was staying up till the wee hours of the morning to see Craig try to beat Mike Tyson over and over again. This year, at just shy of 4 a.m., he beat him on a technical knockout. And when it was over, he said...
No, I heard it's not... Someone corrected me. It's not a technical knockout, but a decision on points.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Technical knockout is when you knock them out three times
it's
a TKO.
It was a decision.
Is it the fifth round ends? Or the
Something like that. Yeah.
The rounds
That's
end
what it was.
And you're still alive and it's a point-based decision.
So
he was disappointed.
He was.
He wanted to knock him out.
I was hanging out in the arcade probably around 4 in the morning. Craig came out after the event had ended. He looked exhausted and I asked him because I wasn't there. I was like, yo, did you beat Mike Tyson? He was like, yeah, I beat him, but I didn't knock him out.
Yeah.
And that's all he really had to say about it. He was bummed.
Next year.
He spoke to the crowd like, hey, guys, but I didn't knock him out. Should we keep going or do we save it for next year? Everyone was, hey, please save it for next year.
Yeah,
it's 4:10. We're good. Give us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But anyway. So anyway, we had a really good time. That was a lot of fun.
We saw John Sean there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You filmed a video with Ashley Birch. It's totally unrelated.
Yeah, that was it was a fun interview. Just tried to do a fun thing and I was
Who else? I got to hang out with Smooth McGroove.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, cool I hadn't guy. Met him before. He was really cool.
I never met Smooth McGroove before.
It's funny
Smooth
McGroove. Where's
he from?
I don't know.
His name is like a Dick Schnitzel thing. It's like a tongue twister.
We met him the night, I think, that it was ending or whatever. But, like, we already referenced him in a video, kind of poking fun at him. And he was, like, the coolest guy. He was down with everything.
Super he cool. was a really was, cool was, guy. Got to meet him and his brother and hang out with their group of friends on the last night in SGC. Great time. Who else do we see there?
Do you want to be at PAX?
I don't know if they're going to be at PAX. I didn't ask anybody.
I don't want to wait a whole year to meet these guys. They seem like cool dudes.
Do you want to talk about the guy you were hanging out with the last night, or do you want to maybe
what
keep that on the table? The guy who maybe wasn't going to SGC?
What?
The guy who maybe didn't get a badge for SGC who was there?
The homeless guy.
Oh. Oh, sure.
I don't know if you want to tell that story or not, but I thought it was funny. Sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting to be put on the spot. I'm trying to collect my thoughts.
Okay.
Jeez. Ugh, take it easy. God, Sean, calm down. Decaf. Decaf. Next, close up on Sean.
Sean, put the word decaf right under you right now.
Sean, yeah, in orange, orange letters, because that's the color of decaf. Okay, so yeah, I was hanging out. I almost instigated a fight.
At, just now.
At,
oh. Really, I didn't know I was doing anything.
No.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
I almost instigated a fight at SGC Con because I thought these two guys were friends, and I told one to pants the other. This is the abridged version of the story, by the way.
I don't think I've heard this.
Fine, I'll say the long version. I was hanging out with a group of people last night of SGC, doing whatever I could to go on a wild adventure. And there was a time in the middle of the night, I don't recall what time it was, where pizza was delivered to the hotel. And there was a big group there just inviting everybody over. Hey, we got pizza. Come over. I got some pizza. Other people came by.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice. It was really nice. And there was this one guy, very skinny fellow, who joined us for pizza. And here's where I noticed the first odd thing about this guy. When all the pizza was gone, he said, I'm still hungry, and was taking handfuls of the pizza scraps out of the box. You know, like the toppings that fall off or the cheese that sticks to it. Oh. He was just scraping his hand across the box. Collecting it in his hand and just like, just eating. And people were like, okay, I think there's even more slices around here, but if you want the toppings, that's fine.
Yeah, you filthy animal.
Yeah, he was very drunk. And then at one point, he stood up and took his shirt off and was standing on this chair with no shirt on. And I don't remember what he was talking about, but I turned to this other guy who I thought was a friend of his, and I said, you should pants that guy. And he's like, I should pants him? And I was like, yeah. Look, he's not even wearing a belt. Just, like, pull his pants down. So this guy, who I don't know, who I didn't know at the time, I believe his name is David, shoots out to David.
You were an instigator like this back in school, too, huh?
I was a total instigator. Totally, like, hey, this situation's weird. Let's get it even weirder. So he's like, okay, I'll do it. And he grabs him by the pants, and he pulls the pants down. And the boxers come down with it. So this dude is standing on a chair with his ass out facing me and his dick out facing, like, all these girls. And, like, we're in the middle of the arcade. And, yeah. This,
now, all the kids.
That's where it was.
All the kids
was.
Are yeah, in bed yeah, by yeah,
yeah, and this is, like, 3:34 yeah, in the morning.
Kids are asleep.
This guy is now shirtless with his pants and boxers around his ankles standing on a chair. And he immediately turns around, like, super drunk. He's too drunk to even pull his pants up. So he, like, grabs his pants and pulls them up to, like, right here. And just is like, boom, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? And he grabs the guy, David, who pulled his pants down. He grabs him by the collar. And for the next hour, he's negotiating what it's going to take for him not to beat Dave up. He's like, I'm gonna punch you 5 times in the face. I'm going to pull your dick out and punch you 5 times in the face.
Oh, my God.
Just saying all this stuff. And eventually, he decides the only way he's not going to beat him up is if this guy gets him more alcohol. He's like, I want more booze. Or I'm going to... And he licked his hand and held it back like this. He's like, I'm going to slap you 5 times.
But he never struck the guy.
He never struck the guy because everybody around him is like, don't hit him. It was a joke.
And he's still got his hand.
He's just holding onto his collar. And it's like, it's a fucking joke. We're sorry. We didn't mean to see your dick. Get over it. Anyways, after about an hour of, like, you know, this going on, somebody gets the wise idea of, like, okay, this guy's not going to let him go unless we get some booze. He grabs a cup and he starts going around to all these empty beer bottles.
Yeah!
This I did hear about.
And he's just pouring any. And this guy's in the chat right now. Oh, he's there. I don't want to name any names to protect the innocent, but he's pouring he's pouring beers into one cup. empty bottle of Jack Daniels. Dummy. And one thing had some cigarettes in it. Put it into a cup. And finally, he's like, hey, we got you more booze. We got you more booze. And this guy, by the way, at one point he made the statement. When he's like, I'm going to punch you 5 times in the face. And the guy, Dave, is like, I'm way bigger than you, man. You don't want to fight me. I'm way bigger than you. And the guy's like, you don't know how scrappy I am. I slept in front of a bank last night. Whatever that entails.
Whatever that means.
He slept in front of a bank last night. Anyways, so he was handed this concoction, this deadly cocktail.
Cool.
And he took it, and he let go of the other guy, and he sits down with it. And everybody automatically just starts going, chug, 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 chug. and this guy steps up and just is like, drinking all of it, and then he stops. And he looks at it, and he goes, "What the fuck is in here?" And he just starts barfing all over himself.
Oh, God.
Just barfing and barfing, and he barfs on the floor, and he barfs on the table next to him, and he barfs on his shirtless body. And everybody gets real scared, like, oh, we just killed this guy. Let's get him some water. And people start rushing out in all directions to grab cups of water, and they bring him back to him, and he'll take it, and he just dumps the water out and barfs into the cup and sets it down next to him. So he has about 4 cups full of barf on the table next to him. He's covered in barf. He's barfed on the floor. He just spent the last hour threatening to beat up a guy. So at this point, there's this fat old Mexican cleaning lady. It's like 4 in the morning, and she's just walking through the hotel, and she looks at this guy barfing, and she's just like, oh. And I see her turn around, and she walks away, and she gets security, and they come over, and they eject the guy out of the hotel. So.
Thank God.
That was the end of the story.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That is a good story.
Good story, Derek.
Scary. That guy could have... Who knows? That guy obviously was not supposed to be at that convention. He'd come in off the street.
I thought that he was friends with everybody there and realized that nobody knew him. After, and we pantsed him and then made him barf all over himself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I mean, he could have had a knife or who knows how crazy and desperate this dude was.
Could have. And that's just one of the many adventures we had at SGC.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Good asking.
Well, and 88, did I feel guilty? A little bit, but I just wanted his pants to come down, and that was going to be the funny end of it. So everything beyond that, not my fault.
It's the alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't drink, kids.
Blame it on the booze, like Jamie Kennedy says.
Is that what he said?
JKX.
Jamie Kennedy's song, Blame It on the Booze. Got you feeling loose. SGC was very fun.
Yeah,
great. I met a lot of really cool people.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I got to hang out with Justin Rojas from Funimation.
Hell yeah. You can see him at Comic-Con next week.
We saw him at Anime Expo. We saw him at SGC. We'll see him at Comic-Con next week.
We've seen a lot of Justin.
Yeah, nonstop.
Can't get away from Justin.
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Jeez. I don't think we can top that.
No, we can't.
Such a good story.
Hey, everybody.
I got to go to the rave at SGC. Very fun. At the rave, I was finding glow sticks on the floor, and I would just throw them into the crowd, like, wing them. And then I ran out of glow sticks on the floor, and I noticed people were sticking glow sticks into the shoelaces of their shoes, so I was sneaking around, pulling them out of their shoes. And then
wing them.
Terribly mischievous that night.
It was the last night of SGC, I was, like, really restless and all alone, you know, feeling a little bit lonely. And I was just like, I just need to get out there and, like...
You went on a tear.
Yeah, go on a tear. That's what I did.
Hell yeah. Respect. You got turned up.
I turned up for no reason.
But yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, Rocky,
everybody,
you were saying thank yous.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for watching this week, and I hope that you guys can come visit us at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, real quick, because it was Twitch has just not been working tonight. Let's show our poster one more time. The Comic-Con exclusive poster. We're going to have that at the booth.
Check it out.
Check it out. The ultimate mashup: Breaking Mega 64 Bad, Video Games of Thrones. Comic-Con Special Edition. You have Rocco as Dr. Pock / Heisenberg. Horatio, Dr. Horatio. King Seanfrey. Mm-hmm. Garrett the Zombie. Harry Potter Kevin. Brian as his least favorite X-Man, Wolverine.
Is Kevin Hufflepuff?
No, he's Gryffindor.
He's Gryffindor because he's Harry Potter. You fucking
idiot.
Harry Potter is a member of Gryffindor, and Garrett just thought he was a fucking Hufflepuff. Let me reiterate. Garrett thought Harry Potter was a Hufflepuff.
No, I didn't.
You fucking idiot.
You did.
You totally fucking did.
Yeah. I know that he's Gryffindor.
But you knew he was Harry Potter. Slytherin. You knew what Harry Potter
is. Well, Harry
Potter
is also the name of the film franchise.
I said Kevin is Harry Potter, and you asked if he was Hufflepuff.
Guys, you're making me look bad to all our nerd fans on...
Now
I call them nerds.
And
well,
Eric,
this is the podcast.
Eric
is the
dark sorceress Maleficent. Because he secretly told me that was his favorite film of the year.
That's what I secretly told him.
Secretly. I'll never admit that publicly.
Hey,
I'll never admit
it. It was the middle of the night. It was like a pillow talk situation. But there was no pillows involved.
That's what we should bring back pillow talk.
My mom even told me she didn't like that movie.
Really?
Maleficent.
No.
So it was no good.
Well, hey, she doesn't become a fucking dragon.
No.
She doesn't?
Enough said.
Too expensive.
Is that for the next movie?
What next
said
movie?
I don't know. That's the only thing I know about the movie, and I went, oh, I'm If you will not make the effort, I will not.
Watching Sleeping Beauty as a kid, it was build up for her being a dragon. That's all I was waiting for. Was
why she was a cool
dragon,
villain.
And the prince would fight with the green fire. It was awesome. That part was awesome.
I haven't heard anything other than she doesn't become a dragon. Oh well, okay.
Does anybody throw a sword into her chest?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
I'll ask my mom.
Hey, Star Wars 7 script leak. Oh yeah, they don't go to space in it. Off.
Yeah, you heard about the new Harry Potter? He's fucking Hufflepuff.
Shut up, guys. It's not enough, okay?
Hey.
It's goddamn podcast. I got no cred.
Hey, close up on me. Nathan Fillion for the win. Good night.